Well, good morning. I really can't remember very many practical jokes that I was a party to, and I don't intend to tell you much about humorous things, but I wanted to tell you a little about applied sea ice research, which went on here during the 25 years before that I was involved in, before I retired. You know, it was 1973, and the pipeline had been considered and was in the process of being authorized, and the oil companies thought there was a great amount of oil offshore of Prudhoe Bay based on general geologic information. And they said, well, we don't want to get caught with not knowing anything about the sea ice, and we know that sea ice can move around, and we know that it can knock down some structures, so we really should find out more about this. And they had a committee called Alaska Oil and Gas Association Research Committee, and they invited us to talk with them, and they got us started on sea ice research. At that time, people had done sea ice measurements by taking small blocks out of the sea ice, taking them back to the lab, and they wondered about the strength, and they'd put them into a press and they'd measure them, and of course, if the sea ice broke at a very low value, they would say, well, that was a bad sample, we'll throw away that data. What we really want to do is have the strongest sea ice measurements, and so they would take sea ice measurements only on extremely good pieces of ice, and they got rather good high strength values. Then they said, well, as we flew over the Arctic Ocean, we see a lot of ice down there, and we figured that there might be situations where this ice is going to press against offshore structures, and they calculated out the forces and figured that there would be just overwhelming large forces where the ice would crush against these offshore structures. And so at the moment, it appeared to be impossible to do anything offshore. Unless you build a replica of the Great Pyramid of Egypt as your offshore structure. So what we did was we were getting involved in some of the work, and we had to go out and find out more about what kinds of ice forces occurred in nature. Dick Nelson at the Mechanical Engineering Department had made a little gauge that measured the stresses in the ice in situ, and this was a kind of key element in our field work. Now, this was before computers were available, at least for field work applications. We had temperatures of 40 and 50 below zero, and it was very hard to find such military specification type of computer circuits and